This is Trail Mix 103.1. 103.1 FM.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. We'll see a wintry mix of some light freezing drizzle and rain and snow today. High temperatures warming to the mid-30s. Southeast winds developing 5 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, wintry mix continues. Lows in the mid-20s.
Currently 35 degrees.
I'm the one that wants that. can't seem to make up your mind. I think you better close. Let me guide you.
Bigfoot listening on his blur tooth hair pods. This is Trail Mix 103.1.
Give me a second, I need to get my story straight. My friends are in the bathroom getting higher than the Empire State. My lover, she's waiting for me just across the bar. My seat's been taken by some sunglasses asking about a scar. And I know I gave it to you months ago. I know you're trying to forget, but between the drinks and subtle things, the holes in my apologies, you know, I'm trying hard to take it back. So if by the time the bar closes and you feel like falling down, I'll carry you home. No, I know that I'm not all that you got. I guess that I just thought maybe we could find new ways to fall apart. But our friends are back, so let's raise a tail. Cause I found someone to carry me home tonight. We are young, so bar closes and you feel like falling down, I'll carry you home tonight.
Mix 103.1.
Shake it down now.
Mix 103.1.
Too good to be true.
103.1 FM.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. Before a new Democratic governor takes office in January and it loses its supermajority, the GOP-controlled North Carolina legislature used a hurricane relief bill to strip power from the governor and attorney general. The draconian changes hinge on a pending veto override vote in the state house. The bare-knuckle bill was short on hurricane relief and long on keeping power out of the hands of Democrats. Earlier this year, a 2023 bill attempting to strip the power of the governor to appoint county election boards was struck down by the state's Court of Appeals. Now, Senate Bill 382 tries to remove that power by shifting it to the incoming state auditor, a Republican. In his veto message, current Governor Roy Cooper called the bill a sham and unconstitutional, and Democrats have declared it an outrageous power grab. The bill also includes a proposed constitutional amendment requiring voter ID for mail-in ballots and bans the Attorney General from opposing the legislature in court. The state Senate voted December 2nd to override Cooper's veto, and the House vote is pending. North Carolina Newsline reports that it's unclear whether Republicans have the vote in the House to override, with three House GOP lawmakers unhappy with the inadequate hurricane relief funding having voted against the original bill. We have the text of the bill and great local reporting at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
The holidays are here, and it's nearly time to pick a present from our grown-up gift list with our Civic Media statewide Text to Win contest. Listen while you work for the keywords to text for your chance to win $100 cash, an overnight vacation at Chula Vista Resort, and be entered to win one of our grand prizes, a robot vacuum, new luggage, humidifier, espresso machine, and more on our grown-up gift list at civicmedia.us. Just download the Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 11, 1, and 4 for your chance to win starting Monday morning.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. We'll see a wintry mix of some light freezing drizzle and rain and snow today. High temperatures warming to the mid-30s. Southeast winds developing 5 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, wintry mix continues. Lows in the mid-20s.
Currently 35 degrees.
Mix 103.1.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Of my dreams.
Yes, my man says
in the right spot. See all the guys that I've had, they try to play all that math. But every time they tried, I said, that's not it. But not this man, he's got the right potion. Baby, rub it down and make it smooth like lotion. Yeah, the ritual, highway to heaven. From 7 to 7, he's got me open like 7-Eleven. And yes, it's me that he's always choosing. With him, I'm never losing. And he knows that my name is not Susan. He always has heavy conversation over mine, which means a lot to me, because good men are hard to find.
My man gives real love, and that's why I call him killer. He's not a wham-bam, thank you, ma'am, he's a thriller. He takes his time and does everything right. Knocks me out with one shot for the rest of the night. He's a real smooth brother, never in a rush. And he gives me goose pimples with every single touch. Spends quality time with his kids when he can. Secure in his manhood, cause he's a real man. A lover and a fighter and a knocker-knocker out. Don't take him for a sucker, cause it's not what he's about. He always got my back, never disrespectful, cause his mama taught him that.
I got a good man.